Hello, welcome back to the second episode of Movies Reviewed by a Kid. Once again, I'm here with my brother Rowan, and I'm Neil.
In the previous episode,
which was much shorter,
we reviewed the stunning Pixar movie Onward. But today,
we will be heading away from the city and into the jungle!
Today, we will be reviewing Jumanji, The Next Level!
This is the third movie to the Jumanji series that came out near the end of 2019, last year.
This movie, just like the original two, is just as funny.
We'll have to see about that. Maybe you haven't seen or heard of the sequel, so I'm here to explain the plot. It starts in the future when Bethany, Martha, Fridge, and Spencer have moved on and are in college. Spencer is in New York and he's going home for Christmas. That's the time where it's set. When he gets home, his hilarious grandpa, played by Danny DeVito, greets him. That night, Spencer misses being strong like Dr. Bravestone back in Jumanji, because that's the character he was in Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle. So he goes back into Jumanji. The next day, Spencer's friends meet up, but he doesn't show. So they go to Spencer's house to see where he went. They realize what he went back into the game and follow him into the Jumanji. Meanwhile, before they came, Eddie, Spencer's grandpa's old best friend, came over and that he hadn't seen in 15 years, came over named Milo to say hi. And their relationship is very hilarious, even because Danny DeVito doesn't like him very much. But, so anyways, back to the people. Back to Bethany, Fridge, and Martha. They go in the game, but Bethany doesn't get in, and Eddie and Milo accidentally get in too. So when everyone is in the game and realizes their characters, Martha explains it to Milo and Eddie. But Bethany didn't get in. And then Nigel picks them up and gives them a backstory on what happened. They learn about Jürgen the Brutal and get a mission to retrieve the Falcon Jewel. Once Nigel explains it up to them, he drops them off in the middle of the desert, but Bethany is still in real life. So what happens is there's this ostrich that comes up to them in the middle of the desert. And he gets attacked, and Eddie goes up and messes with it and gets killed. And then they get attacked by an ostrich stampede, and they barely escape using four-wheelers. And then they learn about their avatar. Martha and Fridge teach them about their avatar. And they continue on their mission. And meanwhile, in real life, Bethany heads to the guy, who is he? The Jonas Brothers guy from the last movie's house in real life. And they talk, and then back in the desert, Martha and everybody else head to the desert city to to find the desert flame that Nigel told them about. So basically, the flame lady comes up to them, and they find Jürgen is in the same place. So they have to keep a low profile. Then they meet Spencer, who is a cat burglar, and the flame lady talks to Eddie and tells him about Jürgen's plans and about the brothers Kebabic. And basically they have to go into the fortress and as the brothers Kebabic and steal the Falcon Jewel. So to start off, they steal the camels. And meanwhile, Martha and Fridge have to go find the desert fruit, and there's this water that makes them keep switching lives. In the end, they just stay at the same lives. They continue, and Eddie and Milo, once they get the camels, they continue through the desert, and Eddie and Milo get into a fight. Once they get into Jürgen's area, and they find a bunch of, to get near to get Jürgen's air, near to To get near to Jürgen's area, they find a bunch of rope bridges and monkeys attack them, and they barely escape. They meet the pilot guy in Bethany, who is a horse. They somehow made it into the game. Eddie and Milo have a moment, and then all of a sudden, they all see the switching, the thing that lets them switch bodies. And then they all go back to their original, from the previous movie's characters. The bad guy, and then, but the bad guy's got, henchmen catch Eddie and Milo, and...
Milo's a horse.
Yeah, Milo's a horse. And so basically, then Bethany and Fridge get into Jürgen's fortress in disguise as the brothers Kebabic, while the pilot guy goes and gets Milo. Eddie escaped. Then the they fight Jürgen and his workers, and then Jürgen tries to escape, so Spencer follows him into an escape blimp, and Spencer and Jürgen, who have the jewel, fight. Eventually, Spencer wins, and Jürgen falls to his death. And then Milo, the horse, surprisingly has wings, so Eddie rides him up to the sun and shows the jewel to it, because that's how they save Jumanji. They call Jumanji, and then they celebrate. But then Milo decides to stay in Jumanji because he has cancer in real life, and Nigel takes the stone back to its owner. So that was the very long plot. Now it is time for the pros.
This is the happiest we're gonna get.
So starting with number one is that
Danny DeVito was so funny. But at the same time, he was really cool.
Yeah, he's like an amazing mentor for Bethany, Martha, Fridge, and all the other characters. Next, him and Milo together, they're hilarious. Like, you start off, and the look Danny DeVito gives Milo when he opens the door, the first scene they're together, is priceless. Right, Rowan?
Right.
You were cracking up, Rowan.
I was. Bethany and Fridge, the acting was extremely good.
He loves them. I think the way Sony went with the direction of those characters was great. And Nigel, when he picks them up from the desert, he's good. You know, Nigel's himself, he's going, "Welcome to Jumanji," and all that other stuff. And I like that it was in a new setting. There was a story difference because Bethany didn't get in the game, which finally, because it was a little bit similar to the second one, but I like that there was some story difference. And then now it's Rowan.
Milo was kind of like Bob Ross.
Yeah, right?
Like Bob Ross, paint a happy little tree.
And then Milo was like, "Well, ostriches are some nasty creatures. You know, did you know that ostriches, they come in herds? And I don't even remember knowing all this stuff. Isn't that nice?" So anyways, that's why Milo acts like Bob Ross. And at first, it's just kind of annoying that Eddie and Milo don't really get how any of this works. But eventually, during that escape from the ostriches scene, I think they finally get a little bit hang at the game. And they began to work together.
But Ming.
She's only a little bit funny, right?
Yep. Ming is a bit funny, so.
She's not very good at being Spencer, but she's okay. And so it's kind of strung together like the first one, and it becomes one long journey. So it works. That's all I have to say about that one. So in the beginning, Dwayne gets better. Dwayne Johnson is Eddie. And at first, I don't really like him. He's not the best actor to play Eddie. I mean, it was part of the story, but I don't think he did a good job. He should have just dropped the accent and gone with himself, but just played the character. Because that his New Jersey accent isn't very good. And I don't get to judge because I'm not from New Jersey, but I don't think it's very good, as good as Danny DeVito's.
Milo is a really good friend of Eddie.
Yeah, it's a nice friendship. I think it's like the break that everybody needed. And once they switch bodies in like the second act, the acting for each of the characters gets much, much, much better. Except for the Ming lady, her acting of Eddie is just like, "Hey, what do you want?" I don't think it's very good, right, Rowan?
Right.
But for all the other characters, it gets much, much better. And at first, when you watch it, the entire thing is a blur. But once you watch it the second time, it actually gets a lot better.
Jack Black as Bethany
is hilarious.
Yeah, it's amazingly funny.
Like, that second act, where are the brothers kebabbing? That was very good. So anyways, those are our pros for the thing. Now it's time to get dirty and mean. Not actually, though. Once again, oh boy, get ready for those cons. So we're gonna pretend like we hate the movie. Absolutely, like it is totally trash, but not actually, okay? So if you're a big fan, don't feel bad. Cause this is just the cons. We went through the pros, but now we gotta go hard and get through the cons. So bear with us. The first thing, Martha changed. And I don't like the way that she changed. Sure, at the end it gets better and she's back to her usual self, but I don't like the way that they went with her being M in everything. I'm sorry, we're hating it. It's just bad, okay? It's bad. And then
Spencer was really annoying. Like, it's like he thinks he knows what she's doing.
Yeah, they think that he thinks he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't in the beginning. He's just very, very, very annoying. Thank goodness when he becomes Dwayne Johnson. Thank goodness. So, Dwayne Johnson's impression of Danny DeVito, again, is, once again, I said this in the pros, but it's bad. I'm sorry, Dwayne. I think what he should have done was played the character, but ditch the accent, Dwayne, unless your director told you. In that case, it's the director's fault. But still, thank you for being a good director. And Jack Black, his impression of Fridge
was terrible. Terrible.
Not Fridge was terrible. Jack Black's impression of Fridge was not very good. Come on, man. Come on. I don't think he did a good job. You can't really beat Kevin Hart when it comes to this stuff. And then, I don't know if it's just me, but the hippo VFX in the beginning was bad. I don't know if they didn't have enough time or something went wrong, but it was not very good. You could tell it was fake. But that's strange because in the first one, it was completely fine. So I don't know what happened. Did they run out of time or something?
Dwayne Johnson is not the best
in this movie. So Dwayne Johnson isn't the best he could be compared to the last one. I feel like he didn't try enough.
Yeah, he's way better in all the other movies that he did.
But one of the biggest things I have here is that it's such a similar story. Maybe that's how they wanted it to be because it's a video game, but literally, once again, oh yeah, we're gonna go save another jewel. Oh yeah, we're gonna go save Jumanji by putting a jewel to the sky again.
What I just wish that it was going to be Nigel takes the thing and have it be it's like this.
I feel Yeah, we wanted a plot twist because it felt like they earned it way too easily.
So I think Martha is annoying too because she is too overconfident. She thinks she knows what she's doing. She's like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. Eddie, Milo, follow me. I don't like Martha and Spencer in this movie. I'm just gonna get that out of the way. So, next is the VFX in the entire movie. It's terrible.
The only VFX that I actually liked was the monkeys on the bracelet.
Oh yeah, the monkeys were good, but everything else was, it just looked gross. They weren't very good. So there's these little goals in the movie, like throughout that don't matter and don't go anywhere. Like there's all these extra scenes that don't do anything. Like they don't add to the story. They're just there. Like they don't add to the story or anything. So I don't know why they have all those, probably because otherwise the movie would be too short. It doesn't make enough sense, okay? Because they don't go anywhere or do anything. And so, you know the Jonas Brothers dude from the last movie, the pilot guy? He's been in real life, he's acting weird. He's super insecure, that like Spencer. And so, yeah. And so, another biggest thing that we have here is Jürgen. He is so undeveloped, like, I'm snapping, I'm clapping. Come on, Sony. Come on, boo.
He only had like 10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, he only has like, I don't know, does he have 20 minutes of screen time? That's it. He just is there. He's there. He took the Falcon Jewel. That's it. Oh no, now he's dead. That's literally the entire story. Like, him, his guys, they don't even like need it. They don't even need to be in the movie. It's mostly about, yeah. Compared to I know the last villain in the first and the second movie was undeveloped too, but like
he was still good.
He was good and he was a little bit more developed than this dude. Oh, and then Ming doesn't do a good job of playing Spencer either. Nobody's doing good at playing Spencer. Just that's clear, because you know he's I don't know. Spencer's been acting weirdly, and so they're trying to make him in the game act weirdly, but it doesn't work. They should, you know, honestly, if I could, I would just cut Spencer. I'm sorry. But that is the length I would go to get all this out. And so in the movie, the Flame Lady's wife, I mean, Flame Lady's husband, he is Switchblade, and he goes after Spencer, and that's Spencer's not Spencer, after Dwayne Johnson, and that's Dwayne Johnson's weakness, but he doesn't play a big part. Like, that's one of those unneeded scenes that is just, why do they have it? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't go anywhere. You're just wasting time. See, this recording is at 6 minutes, and it's going super slow, and it might be boring because of how boring the movie was with all its extra unneeded and unnecessary things.
Again, we're just trying to hate on it so we can get money.
Yeah, and so Fridge does. So there's a scene where they find the desert fruit. Martha and Fridge do, and there's this water around it. And then they switch bodies in it on accident. But Fridge is just going crazy. I don't know. And he annoyed Martha because they switched bodies. So now Martha's Jack Black, and Fridge is Ruby Roundhouse, and he's just acting gross. I don't know. He's acting weird, gross, and he goes all crazy and weird for a minute. And then Karen Gillan, who plays him in that scene, is just, I don't know.
I'm Fridge. Yeah.
That's what she sounds like. I don't like it, okay? And Kevin Hart doesn't act like Kevin Hart for the entire movie until finally when he's Fridge again. I don't know if that's the only character he can play, but other than that, not good, okay? And once again, all these celebrities, if you're watching this, we don't mean any offense to you. We're just hating on it. And so we gave you all your pros in a while ago. And so, Rowan, halfway through the movie, didn't Dwayne Johnson's accent just leave? Like, with Eddie, when he's played Eddie? Didn't he just leave? He was like, in the beginning, he was like, Dwola, 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 Dwola. And then he's like, dollar, 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 dollar. So it just went Okay, this is another unnecessary thing, and now it's at 8 minutes. So I'm gonna try and end this short with the biggest one. They defeated the villain, who had 20 minutes of screen time, so easily, and there's no plot twist. I don't know if it's supposed to be like a road movie, but it doesn't work. Yeah, they should have added a plot twist. Nigel runs away with the stone. They get it from Nigel. Goodbye. That would be a good ending. But it just doesn't work. And then it's like they all, at the very end, they all just go back in the real world and the movie ends and that's it. So those are all the cons for as of now. And yeah, those are the cons. Jumanji the Next Level is the third addition to an amazing trilogy, but does it compare with the second in the original?
The critics gave it a 71% on Rotten Tomatoes, but do we really agree with that?
You're about to find out. We gave Jumanji the Next Level a
47% on Rotten Tomatoes!
Okay, I know we're being loud, but what we were originally going to give it was way lower. So, we're letting it up. I mean, it was okay. It was an okay movie, right, Rob?
Yep, it was.
Okay. The jokes weren't as funny. Like, the characters weren't as good. But Milo and Eddie were great. Thank you, Danny DeVito. And who played Milo? I forgot. Thank you, too. Also for you. Well, anyways, that concludes this episode of Movies Reviewed by a Kid.
Mr. Black.
Yeah, or Kids. And hope you guys stay healthy. Don't get COVID-19.
Don't die.
Yeah. We hope you guys stay healthy through these hard times. And bye. See you guys next time.
Don't die.
Thank you.
Ba-boom. 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 Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Anyways, that concludes this episode. Stay healthy.